I'm Ryan Dombrowski.
I'm the Ninja Fat Man from Doom Ninja Podcast,
a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network,
just like the show you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual host.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, potential entertainment champions alike. Welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
And I'm John a Lobster. In the year 2000, audiences were given a glimpse of the world 1,000 years in the future. And guess what? It sucks.
No, that's this not the impressive thing. The impressive thing is that there's still buildings 1,000 years in the future.
There might be one or two, but yeah, there wouldn't be that many.
Harrier jets. Let's.
Oh well, those were in a totally sealed bunker, and then the cavemen could learn to fly it. I have to apologize. I made everyone watch this movie this week. I used to like it. I still have some nostalgia for it, but this was a eye-opening experience, so to speak.
And your punishment for making us watch this movie, we're going to call you Beef Brain for the next 45 minutes.
Beef Brain!
Beef Brain!
That's kind of what's in my head.
He could eat anything he wants, and he chose the rat!
He chose the
rat!
I love how their buttons, the button cameras have like irises that you can hear.
That moves.
How about Saw Gerrera in this, you guys?
That's exactly what I thought when I saw him rolling around.
Rogue One up in here. Sleep with one eye open like Forrest Whitaker. Come on.
Poor Forrest Whitaker. Why? How much money did they give him to do that? Oh, not much. That's true. This movie was made on
a
budget.
Here's the thing, though. There are two good actors in this movie. One of them is Forrest Whitaker. Do you guys want to guess who the other good one is?
Oh my God, Richard Tyson?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's all I have. That's it.
I gotta say, there are very few roles that I think are appropriate for Kim Coates. Tig from Sons of Anarchy, and Carlo, the piece of cake.
Okay, yeah.
He worked it. He's like the weird dude from the future who's kind of a caveman, but also like he's a scumbag. He's like the future caveman douchebag. I don't know if you guys remember like Caveman Lawyer. Do you guys remember?
Nope.
Anybody? Okay.
No.
He's the future douchebag. But he's awesome in this movie, and I was excited to see him in this movie and Forrest Whitaker, because I didn't realize either one of them were in this.
I remembered Forrest Whitaker because I found that he was the most interesting performance out of these aliens, and it's clearly not Travolta. That's just hamming it up. Like,
what
it's crazy.
The fuck? Like, I get that he took a big pay cut to make this movie, which was like kind of a pet project
then
for him.
Act well in your pet project.
No, he like phoned it in, which I'm like, okay, if you've been working your life to get this project made, why do you turn in one of your worst performances
ever?
Ever.
I like that they forgot how to film in perspective, so they made all the cyclos wear like, you know,
giant
rave
boots.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this is the year, like, Lord of the Rings is being made at this time.
This is a year after The Matrix, or 2 years after The Matrix was made.
It's a year after the new Star Wars at that point. You know, it's...
Speaking of, second unit director Roger Christian from Star Wars The Phantom Menace directed this film.
Yeah, that's the only thing I've seen that was interesting in his resume.
So, the second fiddle on the best... No, wait. On the worst Star Wars movie is your director.
Yep. He hasn't directed much. Go figure.
Shocking.
Shocking. There's like a 10-year gap at some point between a TV movie and a really bad movie. So it's very funny. This guy...
I know it's horrible, but it's the mythology that gets me in the movie. It's the...
Wait,
everything about the movie sucks, right?
Full disclosure.
Okay.
Are you a Scientologist?
No. God, no. No, I am. I am not anything. I was raised Catholic, Christian, something along those lines, and I just said, "Yes, I believe in something bigger than us." But it's not L. Ron Hubbard or whatever his name is.
It's not John Travolta.
No, it's not the Cyclones that are coming back. It's the Greys.
The Cyclones.
Yeah.
No, but it's all the post-apocalyptic vistas. It's the buildings you go back and raid. Obviously, most of them wouldn't be there after 1,000 years, and you couldn't, you know, fire guns and Harrier jets that haven't been oiled or greased or moved or whatever in that long. But it's that shit. That's the shit that hooked me. The gods turn men into stone. The stories of that. The demon that's out there. That's the dragon at the mini golf course. Like, that little shit.
Okay,
is what made me like it.
Okay, I can see that. But if you want to see all that shit, next time I'm just saying, next time you're vacationing here, they actually shot that movie 30 minutes out of Montreal.
Okay, well, we'll do that. So that's the shit that I liked. It wasn't, I don't have to go see the overgrown fucking mini golf course. I don't know. This hit me at a perfect time when I was, whatever, 20 or 21, and I saw it and was like, wow, this is pretty lame. You know my affinity for B movies. So this was...
That's not a B movie.
You're right. No, I know.
This is a grade F minus.
But I like Taco Bell meat too, though. So, I mean...
Yeah, but
you know how when you go to college, you have to take a placement exam to, like, figure out... Well, one, sometimes, like, if you're going to get into the college or, like, what courses you can take. This movie flunked the placement exam to become a movie.
Yeah. It should have been a straight-to-DVD movie or something.
It should have gone straight to the same landfill where they put the E.T. games.
Which they just found some of.
Oh, I know.
Just, like, 6 months ago.
I don't even know where to start with this movie. And I have to be honest, this was my first time watching it.
Running through the...
Knowing that it was one of the worst movies ever made, I expected to watch it and think that it was one of the worst movies I had ever seen. But it wasn't. It was the worst movie that I've ever seen. And that includes... movies that air on cable networks that shall go unnamed that were made for literally what it costs to film a Super Bowl commercial.
I kind of agree.
Like, at least those movies are made with a sense of pacing and competent use of camera angles. They may be cast horribly and have terrible dialogue. But this movie is cast horribly and has terrible dialogue. It just has that little bit of extra shit on top of the pile that makes it even worse. It goes out of its way to be bad.
Hey, the movie won 8 Razzies the year it came out, and the worst movie of the decade by the end of 2010. So,
but they had the Terminator 2 chase music in there.
Yeah, and... the music's okay. I'm going to give that to the movie. The music's okay.
And the wide shots of the cities. That's kind of fun.
The 8 wide shot of nature, which I can see in any other movie, were kind of okay. All the other composite shot of miniature and kind of real matte painting, I would say, were very, very, very bad. And we haven't talked about the story yet, which... Basically, if the villain in that story stop giving everything the guy that's trying to rebel needs, there is no story. Because that's the only reason why he rebels. Because the villain keeps giving him more and more power in some ways that he's able to use. I'm like...
You know what? You want to know something right now?
Yeah.
Tell us.
This movie is Rogue One.
No, it's no, don't
yes,
even
it
say
yes,
that.
It is. Wait. Let me. Okay. You guys are going to, like, literally shit your pants here.
You're going to, like, write into the guy 24 reasons that.
Yeah. 24 reasons it's the same movie. Look for my article on BuzzFeed. So you start with a galactic empire that has conquered star systems and amassed power. But basically what it all boils down to is some office politics where one guy doesn't like one other guy, so he's going to fuck with that guy. He might, you know, get his promotion denied or his transfer canceled, or, you know, maybe steal credit for some project he's been working on. And so that guy goes around trying to weasel his way out of this situation, and at the same time being exceedingly careless and letting the very people who are seeking to work against him gather everything they need to defeat him. And then in a blaze of planet exploding glory, succeed with their plan.
But
and Forrest Whitaker's fucking in it.
But yeah, but
it's a stretch.
I will see
your points. Yeah, I see some of your points.
You have half of it. You have half of Rogue One. The problem is that in Rogue One, the B plot, and remember, I was not a big fan of
Rogue One.
In Rogue One,
there is no B plot.
The B plot is to go get the plan. In this one, the B plot, when I start, I think that the main guy is gonna want to avenge his father, but that's drop. And then I'm thinking that okay, it's a question of family, but that's drop. Up to until they need the girl again, and then they plug him into the Matrix, and he just decides to rebel, and then they fast travel around the world. I don't care about the people.
Yeah, I have that written down too. It's like Colorado. I do like the line of, you know, reading the map 1,000 years later. Well, where are all these lines? There's no way we could have made it from here to there. But so they go from Colorado to Washington, D.C., to Fort Hood in Texas, to Fort Knox, Kentucky, in what, under 2 weeks, it says, or like a week?
Yeah.
Well, they've got their spaceship.
Yeah, but I don't think that...
They have enough spaceship to move these people around to make sure that they put them into flight simulators for like a couple of days so they become ace pilots.
I can believe a lot of this movie up until you start getting to the Harrier jets. And
we need you to learn to fly these Harrier jets.
Well, okay. They have
and
the laser.
And you haven't met, like, this is a culture, a society that to them, the concept of a wheel is foreign. Okay?
Right. And just like, because one guy has all this knowledge pumped into his brain.
All of a sudden, they take a gun, and in 5 minutes, they know how it works. The first time, they didn't know it needed a cartridge to shoot. But at the end, they know how to reload.
The gun isn't the hardest thing in the world. I could give a gun to some African tribesman that's never met anyone on the planet, and in 2 minutes of training, I could have him firing downrange.
Okay, I'm just saying. Okay.
You did that with a crazy Canadian,
but you gave me an AK-47. I'm probably going to need a couple of days.
It's still the same thing. No, you will not. It's still the same thing. A couple clips, you'd be fine. But it's the rocket launcher, even though it was heat-seeking. It's the fucking Harrier jump jet.
Oh,
even
God.
If they each had a week in that simulator, they're not going to be able to fly it across country and engage in battles. It's the little shit like that.
From Texas to Denver.
From Colorado to Washington, D.C. Oh, yeah. You mean from there to there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just the...
I don't even know where to start, planes. You guys. And to be honest with you, I don't think the film is interested in the logistics.
No.
And I don't think we need to try to figure it out.
Arming the
on
nuke,
behalf of the film.
Looking for Appendix A. And then the one guy, like, you know.
And they pass like a good 10 seconds on that thing. And I was like... Okay, I get it. They just found a projector, and that impressed them. And again, I go back to, in the same minute, they're arming an atomic bomb. And I'm like,
that
sure.
That huge, huge disc, which had the recording on it, that he got. Like, it's like, honestly, the size of a gorilla's heart. It's like double my fist size in there.
It's in 20K picture. It's crazy.
Yeah, but this is like 17 years ago. No, our digital storage medium was not huge.
No, it was a CD.
17 years ago. Right, it was a CD, so they couldn't figure that it would be...
By the 2000, they were trying not to put CDs in anything because they discovered that like Johnny Mnemonic didn't pass the test.
Right,
of
but
time
they still could have done a little cube of something. That's a little square or something would have been better than a large. I mean, I guess it could be like a 10 terabyte hard drive or something, but still.
I have no idea why they made it that big, but I'm going to go on a limb, and that's probably because those freaking ends that they put on Travolta and all the psychos. What they call again?
Cyclos.
Anyway, these ants cannot grab things really well, so they made a big round thing that they can't.
Oh my god! Were those I don't even know. Like the creature, I'm gonna call them creatures. Design in this.
Oh god.
Was so bad.
Well, they have dreads. Come on.
Oh yeah, they're basically balding cone heads with dreads on the side. It's like my dad. He had the hair horseshoe back in the day when he was bald on top, but everything else had like the hair. So it's like the hair horseshoe, except that's dreads and they're cone heads, and they're what, 8 feet tall or 7 feet tall, and
it's
horrible.
They're
it's fucking
to be
horrible.
Taller than
they're
us,
like
depending on the shot.
They're like snobby Klingons.
Yeah. Klingons are kind of snobby, dude.
No, they're not. Well,
not in like the...
Not in the petty, like caste sense, really.
Yeah,
but
these are like...
If you step on a Klingon's toe, he might gut your fucking
family. These are
family.
Like Klingon Ferengi. I don't even know.
Yeah, something more like that, because they're all about commerce. I mean, they don't seem to have religion or anything except like...
The home office. Gotta do what the home office says.
You know what I kind of felt with all the home office and the like bureaucracy?
Alien.
The people, the big chubby things right after they get in the spaceship on.
I have no idea.
With the towel. The towel. Galaxy.
Oh,
Hitchhiker's Guide to a Galaxy?
Yes, right when they first.
We'll talk about that when we get to trailers, actually.
He gets first beamed up to that very first ship.
It's all bureaucracy.
It's like signed in triplicate, sent back to the da-da-da-da. How I felt with these guys.
Like, as a film, right, obviously this is an adaptation of a much longer novel, and this is only the first half of the novel, and I haven't read the novel.
Oh my god, this is only the first half?
They wanted to make three of these movies.
I own the novel, actually, and we'll get back to that in 2 seconds, but I feel sad for you guys. There were multiple times this movie when I was like, I do feel a little bad for making them watch it, because I had it so long ago, it's on two CDs. So I watched
literally
the first one, didn't want to get back to the second half.
I literally almost turned it off repeatedly.
Good. At least we're all in the same boat. So, okay, go on.
I have to be honest. I tried to find this movie on any kind of platform in Canada, and I could not. Then I went to Walmart and looked for a $3.99 DVD. They were selling it $12.99, and I was like, that's not happening. I found it on YouTube, okay?
Yeah.
So I just want to say that there was a crawl at the start. It wasn't German, but I figured that I didn't really need it. To understand that piece of shit. So.
I found it on a platform called Crackle, which here in the United States you can watch.
Yeah, we don't have that here.
And it had commercial breaks, but no commercials. So about every 10 minutes, it would fade out and then fade back in.
Ugh.
As though there were a commercial, but there wasn't a commercial that aired during that time. It just kind of like a lot of times happened in the middle of a scene, which honestly felt like it was just part of the movie the first couple times it happened. And then I realized what was occurring, because they weren't wipes. They were just fade out. But let's talk about the wipes. When you have a piece of shit, you wipe. And
I don't know what that means. I'm not a film guy.
You know,
what's the wipe?
You know when you change scene?
No.
You can.
You ever poop? You ever use the toilet, Beef?
Never. I don't. And I usually just let my dog eat it off me.
Speaking of Klingons.
So, right, yeah. No, but what, it's a transition, right? Oh, is it something so obvious that I just don't ever see?
So, yeah. Most notably in the Star Wars franchise, between scenes, we have what are called wipes, which is where an effect will go from one end of the screen to the other. And
okay,
wipe
like the Star Destroyer the wipes the last image off to the next scene.
Well, usually yep. it's not as much the Star Destroyer. The simple wipes is really just a line that goes across while it moves. Yep. And then you have creative wipes that they have a lot in the new trilogy, in the prequel trilogy, where it's a round, it's square, it goes from the corner. They do that. Here they do the very traditional wipe.
One side to the other.
That's... It's like they just got their Avid, and they're oh, we can do that with a button.
They were making their new PowerPoint presentation in Windows 97, and Windows 98, I guess, would be the correct version.
You're pointing more shit out that's going to make me hate movies, you guys.
And they said, okay, we've got PowerPoint. We've got these cool transitions between slides. Let's do the wipes.
Let's use them.
There was no Chekhov's what's-a-name in this, though, right?
And I looked for it.
Of course there was.
What?
What? Because at some point
dozens of Chekhov's what's-his-name.
Okay, wait.
In the
is the atmosphere, right? So the atmosphere that the Cyclones use reacts to radiation, and you see that. A couple of times. That's why they can't fly out.
Right. I get that, but isn't it supposed to be a radiation mask shown in the first act? Because they didn't even really show a lot of that right away, did they?
Okay.
No, they mentioned radiation in the first act.
It's a shitty movie, so they don't do it right.
Okay.
They don't do it right.
But that's it. None of them were done very right. None of them were fun. I mean,
they
have that nose piece, and you're like, this is going to play. And so at some point, something very
terrible.
Interesting.
And also, they trade it back and forth. So, like, the Cyclon will give his nose piece to the man animal. And I'm like, ew. Like, I don't want to put something up my nose that's been in a man animal's nose. Like, gross. So anyway, the Chekhov's radiation air.
You're a man animal.
Well, that's true. It pays off at the end when they blow up the Cyclone homeworld. And you're like, how does one nuclear bomb blow up an entire planet? It's that the radiation reacts with the atmosphere and it ignites it somehow.
Well, I mean, that was kind of the whole thing, though, too, because it was with the dome, the pyramid, the giant steel girder pyramid crashing down.
Why did they make a dome that big to put the old building that they don't need? I mean, you just put all that down.
I feel like they were okay. Now we're getting.
And why
into
are they mining under the city? Why aren't they mining elsewhere?
Now, okay. Now this is another thing. Wing can understand why I like this movie because I find the good in all the shit. Like I think about the other stories that are there, but. I like, Cyclones, they're obviously scavengers, so they're not going to come set up an infrastructure other than that dome that they need to breathe without their masks.
They came to Earth and wiped us out in 9 minutes, and then 1,000 years later, they're like, oh yeah, we did all that crap on that planet so that we can build a 4 miles by 4 miles square dome and mine under it for the next 1,000 years.
We conquered a planet we can't even fucking breathe on.
Yeah, but it's a ship shit home. I get it. I mean, it's cold if you're hot someplace you go mine. So what? They got to wear a stupid little leather strap around their nose to get resources.
How fucking stupid is Travolta in this? He gets gold bar. He mentioned it, and he's like, oh, it's gold. Whatever.
Since you had time to smelt it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
not great. I'm not defending it.
No,
I hope you're not because I had a beef list and I was like,
it's not even not great.
No,
except
the set. I was like, oh, Beef's gonna like this set because it looks old and post-apocalyptic, so he's gonna like that. And then I was looking for other thing that you might like, and in the end, the only thing I have as a note is Independence Day like end. Probably
no,
Beef likes this.
Not really.
Well, yeah, this
it ends.
They have the plane,
like the,
and they have like that old kind
no,
of
don't
attack.
Do that. Don't.
It
don't.
Is this, like an.
There's
no.
Some patriotic
music
that plays.
Yeah,
no,
it is independent.
That wasn't it. It's it wasn't. It was no.
It is,
but
yeah,
that's not
it.
Is.
John Travolta gets his arm blown off and it doesn't even phase
him.
Well, it doesn't. It blows off fucking, what's his, Travolta shoots off,
blows off his own arm.
Hand.
Yep. And they're like, eh.
And he's like, go walk and do this for me. And he doesn't say, ow. He just hangs his head and slowly muddles off screen.
Oh, bummer, man. My hand.
Yeah. And how was that? How unsatisfying was that fight at the end? He explodes his arm, doesn't seem to fade him that much. We cut to victory. And next time we see him, he's in Fort Knox. I was like, wait, that was my big fight?
Which doesn't have any gold in it anyway.
You finally got your gold.
No, there's no gold in there
anymore. No, because they saw Goldeneye. Or I'm sorry, Goldfinger, not Goldeneye. Goldfinger. And we're like, oh, okay, that's what we'll do.
Yeah, but once you say Fort Knox, people still think that there's like pallets and pallets of gold everywhere. It's not that how it works anymore.
Is it just me or Cyclos are the stormtroopers of the universe, of this film universe? Because they can't hit shit.
They can't hit shit unless it's a cow's leg.
Right.
I agree.
Oh, well, that's the only guy that could shoot. He happened to be the one sniper that ever was trained, and he's bitching about gold.
Yeah, but the problem is that they don't have a Darth Vader on Emperor, so it's a bunch of Stormtrooper conquering galaxies? Because he says galaxies at some point, and I was like...
I gotta tell you guys, I don't know how much longer I can talk about this movie. I'm starting to have post-traumatic flashbacks of watching it.
You know what? Suck it up. I don't like every movie I watch. You ever seen Soldier?
Oh, we should like watch that again.
I like Soldier.
I like it.
Yeah,
too.
I'm sure you did, both of you. See, I like this. Soldier was disappointing to me as fuck. It's not. I don't even like this anymore. Upon rewatch, it's just
revisiting it, you've rethought your ways.
But there's if I could cut out what how long was this movie? Like 2 hours and some minutes.
Two hours.
It's a solid two hours.
A question.
159 minutes.
If I could cut out like. I don't know, a solid hour and 43 minutes.
You have
I think
a pilot.
I'd be okay with a 10 or 17 minute short.
Here, like,
no, I think you have a pilot for a good miniseries.
I will speak in Beef's defense. I'm getting ready. Are you guys ready?
I might have watched it while I was on heroin a lot, too, back in the day. So I might have, like, fucked me up and made me nostalgic for it. But anyway,
that's why you were doing heroin.
I'll speak in Beef's defense here, and then we'll kind of... figure out a way to
Fuck off this movie. Yeah, I got you, Lobster. I feel you.
I am a big fan of science fiction. And I remember when this movie came out thinking it looked stupid. So, and like I was consuming any and all science fiction at that time, right? I don't know if you recall a TV series called Earth Final Conflict.
Yes.
I remember Earth 2. I own Earth 2.
Well, anyway, Earth Final Conflict was originally called Battleground Earth. It was a once upon a time story treatment by Gene Roddenberry that was discovered and then made into a TV series after his death, right? And that had kind of a similar plot where the aliens come as part of a corporation, but they come in peace and they kind of slowly take over the world that way. And that was not a great TV show, but
it was okay. Come on.
It was better than this.
Fuck yeah.
Can you see the good and crappy sci-fi, though? Like, to see the good?
I'm a big fan of Guyver, so yes.
I can see where, and again, I have not read the novel, and I'm sure that, like,
it's huge.
Right. It's over 1,000 pages. I am sure that the adaptation is not good, right? Like, there's a knack to adapting novels to the big screen, especially big novels to the big screen. You kind of have to find the heart of what's there and then get rid of the idiotic stuff that doesn't translate well to the screen. This just doesn't do it. Like, it just does not translate it well. But I will speak in its defense and say that there is probably in that turd, in that giant steaming turd, there's like one kernel of corn that's good.
Yeah, but there's so much shit around it. You don't want to
touch
it.
There's so much shit. You may never find it. I got to be honest. Yeah, that's about all I've got.
Okay, what's that corn now? Now that you've got us there, we've heard your story. What is that piece of corn?
I mean, I'll go with the kind of the ruined civilization, but at the same time, I feel like we've seen that in other stuff, right? Like, haven't
we
seen...
The Postman was better than this.
Yeah, okay, The Postman, that's one, and that's not a great movie either.
No.
By any stretch.
Waterworld.
We've seen... Yeah, okay, yep, yep, keep going.
I'll watch Waterworld like 20 times before I watch this
again.
That's
the same... Exactly, and that's Waterworld, Postman, all those are things that I love, and everyone says they're crappy, and they are crappy, but they're still...
Yeah.
There's something about that mythology, the stories that spring up in our absence and in our little pockets, and then us going back, and same thing, reason I like zombie stories too, because you leave a city and then inevitably you have to go back and raid that city for shit. I don't know. I don't know why I like it, but...
I know why I like Waterworld is because it's Mad Max on the water.
Using humans for manual labor, an alien race that enslaves humans. Stargate.
Well, that's everything.
Stargate. Yeah. Where else can we go? Yeah.
1,050 pages.
Oh,
yeah,
my
that's
God.
The novel. Yeah, no, 1,050 pages. About half of it makes it on screen.
You know, they're small pages. Sure. They're pages.
Okay, stop.
You know,
stop trying to recruit
religion,
us in the
right?
Scientology thing, Beef.
I am not a Scientologist.
You should read that book. It's only 1,000 pages.
No, we were talking about how big it was, and I'm like, there's no way it's 1,000
pages. Totally
make
you rethink your life, guys.
No.
Let's talk about the budget of this film. So the budget was reported as between 73 and 75 million.
Yeah,
what's interesting about that is
so
the movie only cost 44 million to make, and Franchise Pictures defrauded them over 33 million.
Nice. Robert Heinlein said this is a terrific story. That had to be the easiest thing he could say to not get hurt.
Yeah, yes. Probably, but you know. And
how do you steal? How do
you know,
steal?
You know what I would say? I would look at that book, and upon asked to write a review for the book, I would say this is
They're
heavy.
Sloppy.
This is heavy stuff.
And to answer your question, Beef, how do you steal all that money? I read a bit of that story, and basically they lost money on other project, and they moved money that was given to this movie here and there to be able to get out of the hole, and at the end it basically closed the company. They went bankrupt.
That's why Superman Returns was in the hole before it opened.
Yep, and all
like
that.
It had to make so much. Yep.
So that's what happened, and that's how they made the budget of this like bundle up just so they could like try to pay debt. If that movie had made money, nobody would have ever looked at it ever again. But since this was one of the worst failure of all time, plus all the other failure the company was doing, at some point, you know.
If this had just been a middling success, like, it wasn't critically loved, but like so many shitty movies, people went to see it and were like, yeah.
And I like to remember people that in 2000, a movie that was opening at $35 million or $40 million for a weekend was huge. When you were making a overall run domestic of 90, 95, if you were breaking the magic 100 million, that was something. And they spent, with all that fraud and everything, around 93 million, I think, I read somewhere. So they needed to have a mega hit in these days. Today, we have different definition. A mega hit is what, 275 million now in the US?
Billion worldwide, sure.
Yeah, the $1 billion club. So this movie was Doom. I mean,
and the word of mouth.
No, this movie was not Doom. I liked Doom.
Oh God,
no, this was
sort of
doomed.
I know.
The script for this leaked, and was immediately torn apart way before the movie came out. All of the early press was bad. But when you're dealing with this. When you're dealing with a star's pet project,
shut up.
You go, well, yeah, so they didn't like it, but, you know, people are going to enjoy it. Or the Scientologists, at least, will turn out to see it.
That was the calculation. They made that they could pay the movie back just if all the Scientologists go see it.
Yeah.
They didn't.
They did. They did. 1 million of them.
Yeah, that's it.
They all spent their $10 or whatever, you know, 2 million of them all spent $5.
And they all saw it opening weekend, and then
that was it.
After that, the movie went straight into the toilet. Like, no one would touch it.
Yeah. It's
we
did.
All right. Yeah, let's fucking rate this pile of dog shit.
Oh boy.
Okay, before we rate it, what is the Rotten Tomato score you think on that movie?
It's good.
It's gotta be
look
zero.
It up?
I have it in front of me. Don't you? If you guys haven't looked it up, just try to guess it.
Haven't yet.
Zero.
I'll give it a
none.
7.
It has a 3%. And
shit.
Audience
Which
score
split the middle.
And the audience score is 11%. The Metacritic
is
9.
Which is like universal dislike or something.
Oh yeah, it's very very bad.
All right, Lobster, you want to do your movie specific?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, 4, Battlefield Earth, A Saga of the Year 3000. Are you going Legendary?
It's the Perfect Crime.
Legend of Its Time.
Planet Cyclo.
Cult Legend.
Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health. See what I did there? Cult, get it? Okay.
Awesome. Not really
Rat
awesome.
Rat Brain Man Animal.
Entertaining.
Unfortunately, I'm not your friend.
Mayable.
Ugly Crap Hole.
Forgettable.
Say Your Prayers to the Gods.
Abysmal.
Laughing Stock of the Universe.
Spring Breakers Highlander.
Battlefield Earth.
Ooh, burn with a side of nostalgia. Guilty pleasure. Tingle, barf, tears.
Scientology. Couch jumping.
Hey, I love couch jumping. Come on. You all did that when you were young. That was great.
All right, Tom Cruise.
Settle down.
Okay. I'm just going to give it its title. It's Battlefield Earth. It wasn't good when I saw it as a double feature on a... Cinepark, what is it? You call that? The drive-in. Okay. I saw that at the drive-in, and it wasn't good, and I never wanted to go back to it. And then we went back to it this week, and again, it was still very, very... I mean, this movie has really nothing for it. The CGI is bad, the acting is bad, the story is bad and makes no sense. Makes you question every decision that everybody is doing and question your life and why you made the choice of watching this movie. There's no redeeming quality. I would say it's forgettable, but again, I remembered watching it when it wasn't, like I said, the doubled feature at the drive-in, and I remember it was bad, and now I'm just going to remember that. Yep, that's probably my soldier. I would say it probably is. I never want to see that piece of shit again, ever. So, yeah, I'm giving it the Spring Breakers Islander Battlefield Earth.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to let Beef have the last word on this one. I think that's fair. A couple weeks ago, I defended a film, which I don't know if you guys have cruised Wikipedia at all, but there's one of my favorite pages is called List of Films Considered the Worst. So it's a Wikipedia page that takes you through the history of filmmaking and tells you from each decade which movies are considered the worst. This is on there and Howard the Duck are on there. I don't think that's fair. I came on the podcast and defended Howard the Duck as an actually satisfying piece of filmmaking. This, I can honestly say, I want my money back. And I didn't pay anything to watch it. Like, I want my time back. I want the 2 hours that I spent watching this film somehow magically returned to me. I think perhaps on my deathbed, you know, they say like, when you're on your deathbed, nobody ever wishes they spent another hour at the office or something like that. On my deathbed, I will wish that I had not spent 2 hours watching Battlefield Earth. Beef? Oh, and I'm giving it its name. -1. Spring Breakers, Battlefield Earth.
All right. You both are foul as sin. It's a movie. We got to watch movies we don't want. You guys make me do it all the time. It's just part of the thing. It is what it is.
You get mad. It's fun for us.
Upon rewatch, it was not great. I never thought it was an excellent movie or awesome. I may have considered it entertaining at one point in time, but now I solidly have to go with somewhere probably about forgettable because I didn't remember much of the movie, and now I'm realizing how abysmal it was. So laughingstock of the universe. But it does have a solid side of Scientology and couch jumping because there's just bits and pieces where I wanted to turn it off so bad, but I knew other shit, which just made me keep it on. It's a horrible movie, but some, you know, show us on the beef doll where it touched you. It touched me somewhere in my years of watching it. It's not good. I don't think it is the worst movie ever made, but I'm sure people will fight that tooth and nail. So, you know, to each their own. Both of these fellas love the movie Soldier, and I think that is one of the worst movies ever made. So, you know, whatnot.
Our movie is not on the list of the worst movies.
That doesn't matter. Maybe I'm more sophisticated than all of you. Ever think of that? Probably not. I'm just saying. Maybe.
Who's the rat brain man animal now?
Right. Yeah. But, I'm just saying.
I'm going to be honest, Beef. After listening to Lobster and looking at that Wikipedia page of list of film considered the worst, it's not the worst movie that came out in the 2000. I don't agree. I think it's Ballistic X versus Sever, the worst movie that came out during the 2000. And yes, I think Catwoman's better than that.
Or even Equilibrium. Anyways, that might have been 99. Equilibrium's
a good movie. It's not on that list. It's not even close to that list. It's a good movie with not enough budget. That's the only problem this movie has.
I've never been able to make it through it the three times I tried to watch it. Yeah, so that's that. Last word, fellas, on Battlefield Earth.
Let's move on. Yeah.
Oh, piece of cake.
Fuck, I was going to do piece of cake.
Ha, beat you to it.
Some news?
News.
Beef?
News time.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake. Piece of cake. Box office this week.
Were there any movies that might have made a splash at the box office.
I don't know.
Fate of the Furious is still at the top. Oh,
yeah,
never
Fast
mind.
And the Oh, shit.
Guardians of the Galaxy killed it with $146.5 million.
Here's what
is let down by that number. That's a beautiful thing.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Here's what I have to say. Like,
what?
I think you should pay attention when a film comes in the triple digits, and we're talking millions, when a film comes in the nine figures and holds every other movie at seven.
Yeah, everything like, else has 10, like, less
like,
than 10.
Like, nothing else even cracks 10 million. You know, and this movie came in at $146 million. Domestic, worldwide, it is killing it.
The what's the name is sad, but their 4-day total is 156.37 million. Yeah. Where was it Iron Man, the last Iron yeah. Man or something, was 137. It's got 50 million over, literally actually 50.3 million over the yeah. original Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, but it was striking at 165.
Fuck, 9 million.
They're gonna make that up. I'm going to go see it. Oh, wait. Can I be honest? I am going back to see it in 3D because I went the first time in non-3D, and just the first 10 minutes alone and then all of the other 2-minute sets that are shot just for that. Yeah, I'll spend my money for 3D.
I haven't seen it
here's
yet.
Here's what I want to say to that, Wing, because if you're one of the naysayers, it's like, oh, well, it didn't hit this.
Oh, no, I'm not one of the naysayers. I'm saying that the studio, that's why they were let down, because they made less than the tracking, okay. But they made $50 million more than the last movie. That's
you
good.
You got to balance that with they didn't think that people would go see the first one. It was right. a shock that the first one opened at what, $90
million?
$95 million. That surprised the hell out of everyone.
In August,
when there's nothing, no one, like, it's a wasteland, and these characters no one had ever heard of, a ridiculous premise, and
a talking fucking raccoon,
yeah, and like that was a shock, and then this movie opens almost double.
15 million over. So like 150%.
And opens in markets around the world that the first one never even played in. And kills it.
Opens against Fast and the Furious, which just killed it the week before. That tells you that was a placeholder and everybody was just waiting to go see Guardians.
No, Fast and Furious has been out for a month, Beef.
No, really?
It came out on April 14th. So.
Still, I'm totally wrong on my point. But
and the other thing is that Fast and Furious doesn't make the bulk of his money in the U.S. That's the thing. It's international money for Fast and Furious that makes the overall. Because I'm looking at that opening weekend, it made $98 million. So
okay, so here's my query for you, because this is kicking off the summer movie season, right?
Yeah.
Officially, I think Guardians kicks it off. Has it secured the number one spot for the summer?
Nope.
Or do you think there's another film Spider-Man coming out this summer?
Alien Covenant.
No, Spider-Man, man. You're cute with your alien, but no.
All right.
No, I
so
guess.
Let's,
yeah, I see what you
let's
mean.
Let's talk about
like
that for a second.
Wise?
Oh, Transformers! Hey, think about it. Transformers
in Japan and China?
Well, if,
big robots?
Yeah, if we just roll back to what I was saying earlier about Fast and Furious.
Track the box office performance of the last Transformers movies. Is that figure going up or down?
Up. The trajectory of all the Transformers has been up. The last one went $1.4 billion?
Going on Box Office Mojo right now.
But just to give you an idea while you make that research, Fate of the Furious, Fast 8, whatever, made $955 million overseas and $200 domestic. So now,
all right, so we're
going to
go
something.
From Transformers, which was Lifetime $319. To Revenge of the Fallen, $402. To Dark of the Moon, $352. To Age of Extinction, $245.
Yeah, but international.
Give me full box office.
That's lifetime gross. That's worldwide.
No, the last one is a billion-dollar movie, I'm sure. I am
okay.
Sure of that.
Show me that figure. Show me where that figure is recorded.
Transformers. The last one was called Age of Extension International.
Oh, yeah,
$1 billion. So
yeah, one point. Okay, so that's worldwide. Okay, fair enough.
So that's it. And they make this movie
night,
for
you. Think Last Night is going to do that?
Yes, because the movies, if you look at the trajectories, the international trajectories, it's going up every time. So, like, the second one made 434, the third one made 700-some, and the fourth one made 858. So, if that number international keeps going up...
1.4, 1.3.
Yeah, it's gonna be in the billion-dollar club for sure. I'm ready to bet that it's making this $1 billion. The same way Fast and Furious was never in contention to make less than that. And
okay, so let's talk about your Spider-Man argument, which I think you might be onto something, because I think Spider-Man now has a stronger connection to the MCU than Guardians does.
Everybody wants to see Iron Man 4.
Tony Stark's going to be in the movie. He debuted strong in the number two movie last year, Captain America Civil War. What do you think about Homecoming's chances? Do you think that this is, I mean, it was just like a year or two ago, it feels like, that we had Amazing Spider-Man 2.
It feels like a year or two ago, but it was longer than that. I think because we got
2013.
The year we went in Vegas.
That's 4 years.
Yeah.
Because we got the tease of him in what you call it,
Civil War.
That's why it feels like it was a year or two ago. So it'll be nice to see him though again, because you can tell he's a different character. As much as I liked Andrew Garfield in that role, from what I saw of him that little bit, I liked him in Civil War.
Yeah, and let's be honest, even when we're talking of Spider-Man movies that doesn't work, it makes $700 million worldwide.
Yeah.
And that's the worst of them. So at this point, I'm like, okay, Spider-Man in the MCU might rack a lot of money. The only thing, again, if we're looking at the summer after thinking about these things, I think Transformers is going to do it because of the Chinese and Japanese market.
Okay.
It's in their culture to like big robots. You know?
What do you like? But what do you think domestic? Like let's keep
okay,
it.
Okay, let's pick a domestic one. Before we do that, I thought Guardians was really, really good. We'll talk about it in 2 weeks.
Oh, we will.
And
yeah,
Wing, you
will.
Should really go see it because I'm going to see it again.
I'm just kind of curious because I'm trying to do.
What all? Do we have a list of what big shit all comes out this summer? I mean.
Well, on the animated side, you've got Despicable Me 3, Cars 3.
I want to take my mom to see that. Despicable
okay.
Me.
Dunkirk.
We've got
Dunkirk.
From
that fucking
Nolan.
Trailer.
The trailer is awesome.
The trailer was, it was a little bit slower than I thought, and I didn't expect that for the war movie I expected, yeah. But I am ready for that shit.
Oh, what, yeah. Like, okay, so Christopher Nolan is.
Oh,
known.
Pirates of the Caribbean, that shit's not making money.
You know, yeah, I don't think so. It's going to make Alien Covenant numbers for sure.
I don't agree.
Hey, don't
again,
be an asshole.
Again, if you look at the trajectory of how much money these movie makes internationally, this is, again, Pirates of the Caribbean is a billion-dollar movie that we wanted or not. Ooh.
War for the Planet of the Apes?
That's a wild card. I have no idea. The last two were, you know, triple
gone,
A movies.
They've gone up and up. And up, yeah. That one is one that's on the rise.
The first one was really good. The second one was pretty good. I need to watch the second one again.
But as good as they are, again, they're not billion-dollar franchise yet. So if they're able to go there, great.
But if they pop it, yeah. Then they're...
Great, but it's a stretch. Wonder Woman? Wonder Woman's going to do Batman
that's
versus Superman.
That's a tough
number.
One to pick. Let's... I have a really
I
hard time.
I think it'll do good.
It's going to do good.
All the ads look phenomenal. So
I think
unless
it will
they've
be good. I think it will be good.
Oh, I see what you mean. Again, you're back to money. What's going to.
But that is so hard to predict because on the one hand, Suicide Squad was terrible.
Made $800 million internationally. That's
but it did
it
well at the box office.
I don't think it was that bad. It wasn't a great movie, but it was fun at
point
least.
Is,
it was a good popcorn flick.
Point is, was not. Well received. The same thing as Batman versus Superman.
But people,
it made another
people went to see
million.
It in August again.
Okay.
Wonder Woman in July. I don't know. I mean,
it's a weird date to be honest.
I'm gonna say something stupid. What about? It's not gonna make that much. But what about The Mummy?
That's a wild card.
I think that's a wild card.
I've seen more that the more everything I saw about the movie and all the trailers. I don't want to see it. Never wanted to see it. And then I saw a couple featurettes about the mummy herself. The way she's not just bandages. She becomes like a person, a being. And that like it's then at the last trailer I just saw with Guardians.
Yeah, they got you the same way they looked, got me with that last trailer when you're like, I might have to see this.
Right. He's just
especially if Tom Cruise becomes the mummy.
I think that's where they're going with this. Or...
Because remember, they're setting up a Universal Monsters universe.
I hope it's Van Helsing.
Oh, no, that's right. Oh, see, I hope it's her. I hope if they don't make Tom Cruise the mummy, because she, for all intents and purposes, like they said, she's got to play a lot of this in her eyes.
But
you know?
Tom Cruise would pop up in every movie. A little bit like Russell Crowe.
Or they're going to... No, he's going to be a Van Helsing.
Yeah, he's going to be the... He's going to join Van Helsing as one of the demon hunters.
I want him to be the heir of Van Helsing or his daughter who's going to become...
Wait, his what?
His daughter.
Oh, okay.
Because
I thought you meant Tom Cruise as Van Helsing's
daughter.
He's going
to be his daughter.
Yeah, because usually you have Van Helsing in the past, and when you get to the present, it's the daughter of...
What about Valerian? What about Valerian?
Valerian's going to make money internationally, but it's not in the conversation of who makes the most money this summer.
Yeah, it's
Are
just...
you serious? It's like, but what's the name is such a cult movie. Everybody, even people who hate sci-fi, know The Fifth Element. And if you tell them... This is the dude who made The Fifth Element made The Fifth Element as a test run for this.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't. You, me, you care a little bit. I care a lot, and Lobster too. I go with Robot Frank here.
Right?
He doesn't give a shit. He saw the trailer and he was like, "Oh, this seems busy. I'll wait for
Frank
video."
Frank doesn't give a shit.
Nope.
All right, so
this is one of those movies I have to see in the theater just to like I couldn't wait for Guardians to watch it on DVD. I had to absorb it in the theater. It's just like Valerian.
I'm excited about Valerian.
STX Entertainment, that's the studio distributing Valerian, has had one film open over $100 million worldwide.
Yeah, that's the movie with Black Widow. What's
Bad Moms?
Oh, that's it.
But yeah.
That's a drunk girl comedy.
Yeah, but what was the movie with the Black Widow doing a kind of an assassin? We were all over the trailer, and then we saw the movie, and we were like, oh, there.
Lucy. Yeah, yeah, you're talking about Lucy.
It's the same Luc Besson. Maybe not the same company, but same producer, same director.
Same director.
Yeah. Besson. It's just the money doesn't come from the same place because the budget of Valerian is nuts.
Yeah, it's like French's biggest cash movie ever.
Yeah,
I don't think they're gonna make it back, guys.
No, they won't.
I will be if it's half as beautiful as it looks. I'm gonna be buying Blu-ray, like actual Blu-ray. The Hitman's Bodyguard, it won't make money. Death Note won't make money. I'm sorry, I'm just scrolling the year now.
Yeah, well, Death Note. So you know what? Death Note might be a little surprise this summer.
I think our contenders are the comic book movies and the animated sequels.
Transformers.
I don't think that, well, and maybe the franchise pictures. But I think here's the thing. I think there's only so much real estate, and if three comic book movies are in the top five, I think the other two are going to be the animated pictures. Maybe you'll get a franchise, maybe it's Transformers, maybe it's Apes, maybe it's Alien, that cracks the top five. But I don't think it's going to be a challenger. I don't think it's going to be a challenger like Valerian that is going to do the big numbers.
No, I don't think so.
If we would have had this talk 4 years ago, right before Edge of Tomorrow and all that shit came out, and then Edge of Tomorrow got beat out by like A Fault in Our Stars for 12 grand.
Yep.
So there's something that we don't know about on that list.
Kind of the same thing for me with The Mummy. Tom Cruise can bring in good numbers on a Mission Impossible that's an established franchise, but give him a Jack Reacher and then his Jack Reacher sequel. Mm.
The thing is that Tom Cruise doesn't do well in the summer.
Is the Jack Reacher sequel out?
Yeah, it's out. It's been bad reviewed and forgotten already.
Never go back. Yeah, never go back.
But what I'm afraid is that Tom Cruise doesn't do well in the summer usually, except if it's a Mission Impossible. Okay, we'll just put that aside. That's his franchise. But if you look at
the Mission Impossibles became Fast and the Furious. They became franchise or ensemble pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a weird symmetry because Fast and the Furious kind of became Mission Impossible, and Mission Impossible kind of became Fast and the Furious.
And when Live, Die, Repeat came out, nobody cared because it was very badly
named.
It was
fucking phenomenal.
It was a great movie.
The movie's great. That's why they're making a sequel, which they're starting production on at the end of the year.
Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat.
Oh, God. This is the worst title ever. But you know what?
Yeah, but they took the real title of the movie because nobody remembered it at Edge of Tomorrow because audiences are so fucking dumb.
But it sounds like a freaking Mexican TV show. So nobody cares. You know?
Were you a racist? What do you mean Mexican TV show?
They have that thing.
Oh, you mean like a soap opera?
Yeah. No, yeah, but on the edge of love.
Telenovela.
They have.
Thank you.
They have a couple of name on the edge of. That's the joke. Sorry if you have to explain the joke. It's not a good joke.
All right, let's look a little further into the future for Trailer Dump.
Okay. This first one here, I will be a lot honest, and I'll probably get, you know, digital crap thrown at me. But this Blade Runner 2049 trailer, I'm really excited for this. I like the original Blade Runners, but I was never that huge of a fan.
You like the original? Did you say Blade Runners?
Well,
you mean
the 18 different copies and director's cuts there are. My cousin was an IT guy, and he made a bunch of money early in IT. And he, you know, like the first guy I knew with the projector screen in his basement, he owned every copy. Like some people do with Star Wars. Wing, I'm looking at you.
I don't.
For a while. I know. For a while you did, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, when they started releasing Blu-ray and everything, I was like, okay, I have enough version of the same shit.
he owned every copy of Blade Runner in his DVD collection, and it was stupid. And I can remember watching multiple ones. I like the movie, but after a while, it's like, okay, well, is he a replicant? Is he not? Whatever. It's still a good movie.
You don't need to have that answer. That's the beauty of that
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. The long story short is that in this trailer, this trailer looks beautiful. It looks just dark enough and crappy enough in that same future. It has hints of like Ghost in the Shell with all the 3D projections, that kind of future. And it still has enough of what seems to be a fresh story.
I agree. And if you look at the director, have you seen Arrival, Beef?
I love the new with
Arrival in November this year.
Yes, I love it.
It's the same director, same guy who wrote the script that's working on the script. And Denis Villeneuve is a major fan of sci-fi. Yeah. And for once, this is a director that I can say I worked with very close when he was doing crappy things like commercials here. So you see that the guy had ambition. His favorite book was Dune. So the guy got the Blade Runner gig after Arrival. Trust me, he's going to do his best to make a good Blade Runner sequel. My only thing, the studio might not like it the way they didn't like
that's
the
what
original
I mean.
Blade Runner.
Yeah.
But he's going to make a great Blade Runner sequel.
Wait a minute. Okay, so I don't know that. Is that what it was? The studio fucking chopped up the Blade Runner?
No, the story and behind that, the studio chopped it up, and then they made Harrison Ford record a scroll at the start. So there's a copy with the scroll. There's a copy without it. There's a copy, what's called the director's cut, but it's not the director's cut. There's the final cut that came out of the 25th anniversary.
And there's actually a director's cut.
That's the final cut.
So. Here's the thing. Wouldn't it be something if history repeats itself?
And we have 12
and
versions.
we have a kick-ass version of Blade Runner that we don't get to see because the studio's like, well, this isn't going to be commercially successful.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what it's going to be. It's going to leave things ambiguous. I think if Blade Runner came out and said, Decker's a replicant.
It's not as good.
It would not have the cult status that it has. If the remake, reboot, whatever, comes out and says, Ryan Gosling's a replicant, it's not like people are going to go, fuck this shit.
I think that's what they're getting at.
No, I think what they're getting at this point in that trailer, they're starting to talk about like a weave between the two races, between replicant and human. I think that's what they're trying to bring us.
Unless you have like
the Cylons were created to serve man, they rebelled.
Yeah, I think that's where we're going. We're going a little
bit. So you're saying it's like skin jobs, you're saying they're genetically engineered but with bits of robot.
Do you
remember when
is it just the hunters? What's his name? The
Blade Runner?
Yes, Jesus Christ. Is it just the Blade Runners that are the partial replicants, partial humans.
Okay,
no one can hunt a replicant like one of their own.
Right.
But that was the
movie. Morgan is exactly Blade Runner without the tech. That's what Sean called it.
I think Beef is having like a meltdown or something.
I am sorry.
He forgot the titular name, Blade Runner.
Forgot the pill.
And now he's hyperventilating.
And I'm actually staring at the spot that says Blade Runner 2049 official trailer. I have been this whole time.
Yeah.
I'm excited for something that I like, really excited for something that I kind of sloughed off the original. Sure. And then this, all the rumors, all the talk about
it.
It's tough with
the original because the original's slow. The original's deliberate. It's art house filmmaking, not sci-fi action filmmaking. Everything else has done Blade Runner, but they've sped it up and put in more explosions to kind of keep you engaged.
And we tend to
Blade Runner makes you take your time with it.
Yeah, and we forget that this movie was a major bomb. The studio lost a lot of money on that movie.
It was the Valerian of its day. Speaking of other potential bombs on our hands.
Oh no.
We didn't mention this film in our kind of summer preview that we did, but The Dark Tower. Really, we couldn't talk about it because we literally just got a trailer for it and it comes out in August.
I'm going to say something very, very bad about that trailer. It didn't make me care at all. It looks
fucking terrible. It looks...
I didn't give a shit.
Can I be... Oh, wow. Here's
what it's going to do. It's going to do for loading guns what Wanted did for firing them.
Yep.
It's going to...
I watched this trailer and I was like, I don't want to watch this trailer. You know, maybe the guys will want to watch a movie and I have no idea what this is about. So I want to be shocked. And I watched this trailer and I'm like, oh, well, that's very CGI yet kind of cool loading of guns. Oh, it's kind of cool mythology. Wait a minute. This is one of those kid movies where the kid is all like transfers into the other realm. Okay, wait. I don't want a kid attached the whole time. This movie's not going to be good. And by the end, I'm like, I'd maybe see it just for Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Name me one Stephen King movie that follows the actual Stephen King book plot that's good.
I don't... Is there a kid?
Oh, God. Okay, you're reaching, but I'm going to give it to you.
Is there a kid?
Wait, what?
Is there a kid?
I didn't hear what Wing said.
So I'm going to give it to you, but we're reaching out of what he's doing usually. There's only Shawshank. I know. That's it. I mean, yeah. And Shawshank is...
Oh, my God. That was Stephen King?
Yeah, but
The Green Mile is good.
Is okay, but again, it's okay. If we're talking about Shawshank, it's a 20-page short story that they blew up into a movie. So
here's what I'm really afraid of with The Dark Tower. This has been in development forever. And I feel like they were at the point where it's like, we need to put out a movie or else we're going to lose
our
rights. We're going to it's just never going to happen. And I feel like they had a window of time where they had Idris Elba and McConaughey.
Yeah.
All right.
Because they were available, and they said, holy shit,
let's just do this. And it's not going to follow the book, and it's not going to do this, but whatever. We're just going to do this movie. We're going to call it The Dark Tower. And
comes out and it's World War Z, where it's not anything like the book, but it's a somewhat serviceable, kind of good, maybe okay movie.
Hey, you know what? If they do that, I'm good, because who's the
D-E-T-I-N-O, The Dark Tower in name only.
Yeah, but if they do that really well, again, like World War Z, the sequel is going to be directed by David Fincher. So if they can't do that with that first one,
they throw kind of this thing at the wall. And be like, what do people like? They like the gunslinger. They like, I think it's like book four when the kid shows up. They
What's
like the man
budget?
In black.
Do we know?
I don't know. From the trailer, the budget doesn't look high. It looks like
CGI is expensive.
They put a lot of money on this. Nowadays. They've been talking about that in Hollywood for the last 3 years. There's a lot of money riding on this movie. I'm sure of that.
Yeah. The same thing as Battlefield Earth. It's got all of that development cost and script rewrites, it's all got baggage.
What about this one
right.
that I thought
it's
came out?
It's super cheap. They made that for $60 million. Oh, wow.
What?
They made Dark Tower. They made it for $60 million. I was sure it was at least $120 million.
I think the trailer shows. I think the trailer shows it. But we'll see. We'll see what it's like.
One that's been in production forever, like 2.5
Long
years,
awaited
Iron
sequel.
Sky, The Coming Race, basically the sequel to Nazis on the Moon.
Yeah, it was a TV show, it was a movie, it was a TV show, it was a movie, now it's a movie again.
There was a video game for a bit.
Yeah.
This looked a little bit better, the trailer 2 years ago when we talked about it, where it was more in Inner Earth. Does that make sense? Do you remember the trailer from 2 years ago, Wing, where they were like more in Inner Earth and it was just Hitler riding a T-Rex?
He's still riding the T-Rex.
I know. It's just, I don't know.
I think the trailer was to sell the project. So they made like a concept trailer.
You
know, a lot of people do that now. So,
you know, I'm not in marketing. I'm sorry. Don't take that tone with me.
But yeah, I don't think there's much to say about Iron Sky. I'll take more Iron Sky. It's space Nazis.
I'll take Hitler riding a dinosaur.
Yeah, but
I'll definitely check it out. I won't pay to see it other than $3 video on demand or something.
But I'm more interested to see Simon Pegg.
Yeah, we talked about Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested to see this. This is like Hitchhiker's Guide meets Bruce Almighty.
Oh, that's true.
I could dig on that.
Oh, my God, I forgot
that's a good... Good analogy.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, but it's Simon Pegg's and there's aliens and stuff like
and that. And Robin Williams.
Okay. I saw that and I was like, I didn't rewind. I was like, okay, probably I didn't read it.
No,
right.
That's got to be his last role and only partially his role.
Yeah. Voice acting for the dog.
So that's his last
dog role.
Oh, my God.
Very well. Could very well be as far as we know.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Defenders. I'm going to say this. These Netflix trailer, they all suck. All of them. I
was going to say, I think this looks
even
good.
Even the ones with Nirvana songs in them?
Yeah, all of them. I love the series. I always hate their trailer. So that's just insane.
Here's what this trailer does right for me.
It makes you interested about Iron Fist?
It makes you realize that... So you watched Iron Fist. You think Iron Fist is an idiot. You think he's kind of a jerk. You don't like him that much. And you realize that's exactly where he fits into the Defenders. He's the know-it-all kid that nobody likes. And Luke Cage is going to be the common sense. And you've got Daredevil, who's actually got,
We got the blind ninja. We got you. You're bulletproof. And we got whatever it is you do. It shows the dysfunction of the team.
Yeah. Yep. They don't
have and that think, to me is perfect.
I think this is going to be fun and Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the asshole. Send your hate mail to Wing at Gonna Geek.
Uh-huh. Go on.
She's looking a bit aged.
Well,
she's looking a bit.
Yeah, she's 60 some years
old. I know. But it's Sigweave. I have her with big hair and Reeboks.
Yeah, but she looks great.
She does look great for her age. But it's a shock every time I see her in something like this because literally I have her holding Newt in her arms in my head as her all the time. It's not her skimpy with her ass crack hanging out from the first one. It's her with the big hair and the Reeboks going back for Newt.
Yeah, but that's 30 years
taping
ago.
Guns
beef.
Together. I know. I'm just
let it go.
I'm letting it go. I'm just saying I made a observation and I'm an asshole for it.
What I'm hoping is one thing I think the Netflix have done well is they've given good villains for the protagonists to play off of.
I'm going to give you that on four of those five series because I've watched an episode and a half of Iron Fist and I was like, can't do it anymore.
I liked Faramir in Iron Fist. I liked that for once he got to be the one who played favorites with his kids.
True.
And then was burnt alive. So I actually kind of like that from Iron Fist, but I will say they're doing well with the villains on these shows.
Thanks for ruining the end Iron Fist for me, by the way, prick. I'm just kidding. Totally kidding, dude.
Dude, watch better crap.
There's a spoiler alert tag at the beginning of the show. I'm kidding. I'm not offended.
And I was like, take your time and watch better shows. Seriously.
I do think that Sigourney will be good in this. And if anyone remembers just the very brief little bit that she was in Cabin in the Woods, I think if she brings a little bit of that to this, would be good.
That's the thing. Sigourney is always acting her ass off. She's always
Where was
great.
She in Cabin in the Woods?
The old lady at the end that tells them you're all going to die
just
if you don't do
this. Just the very end. Just the very end. The last scene.
Like just before the Bigfoot comes on them.
Yeah, big hand.
The what?
Spoilers.
What on them?
Spoiler alert.
Bigfoot comes on them is what.
Oh my god, that sounds sticky.
Spoiler.
More
Marvel.
Moving on. Marvel's The Gifted.
I didn't watch that.
Hold on. Before you talk too much, what's the other one that the trailer just came out for? Like the supervillain's kids, Runaways, something?
Is there a trailer for Runaways?
I swear.
Just a picture.
Okay.
No.
they release a picture too for.
There is a trailer for Inhumans.
Yeah, and have you seen those suits?
But it's just a voiceover.
Oh, the suits.
Hey, that's some great cosplay.
That's great cosplay.
Yes. the suits look like a fucking, they look like to me the old school Tick, like how it's comedy.
If you went to a Comic-Con and you saw the five or six of them together doing a photo, you'd go, eh, that's okay cosplay.
No, I don't agree. If you were at Comic-Con, you would be like, wow, that's great Comic-Con costume to sweat in for a day.
That's all right.
Yeah.
No, I forget words and stuff. Where are we talking about?
That is not even good cosplay by Comic-Con standards.
But that's the thing. Comic-Con standards now is so high.
You have a character whose superpower is her hair. She has magical prehensile hair, and you just put her in a crappy wig.
I have to think they're going to animate that head of hair all the time. They have to.
Don't show us the wig. Don't show us the friggin' wig.
Whoa, who's the blonde one?
I didn't pay attention. I saw that picture. She
kind of has like a Pocahontas-y type top and hair.
Oh,
Leather. I don't know. She's hot, though. I'm just saying. Anyway.
What about The Gifted? I didn't watch the trailer, so I'm interested to...
Yeah, sorry to run that off. The trailer looks... It's a teaser. It's nothing, but it's...
The premise seems to be that there are a family of mutants on the run. And so they're in like a motel and doing stuff and like starting to like learn their powers. And
wait a minute. Cool. You got that out of the trailer? I just saw that they were on the run and they had powers.
And what they've kind of released so far.
Okay.
While we're on Marvel, I just finished Legion. If you guys haven't watched that show.
Yeah.
This is one of the best show that they made this year.
Please tell me that you've seen it, Lobster.
Which one?
Legion.
Legion.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just, one of the best superhero type powers type shows I've ever seen. Yeah. I was confused for a solid 2.5 to 3 episodes.
My favorite thing is most of the time you're like, what the hell?
Wait, is this reality? Is this him fucking up in his own mind?
Sorry, your mic cut out there for a second. I didn't hear you say Legion, but I have been praising Legion to anyone who will listen. So
anyone who hasn't seen that, watch that. If your cast is late this week, it's because of Legion. I watched an episode and I had to watch the whole thing.
Your brain will hurt, but enjoy it and just be along for the ride.
Yep. And just follow it. They're going to explain everything.
The special effects are phenomenal. All the practical effects with shit flying around when he does his power freakouts in the kitchen. And I love her. What's her face reminds me of like Girl Next Door Margot Robbie.
Sid Barrett?
Yeah. She looks like the Girl Next Door Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm.
More approachable, more fun. Her? Like just. Yeah.
She's in season 2 of Fargo as well.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Very good.
I still haven't watched.
Yeah. Fargo is good. Fargo written by Noah Hawley.
We need to do Fargo. I've never seen the movie or the shows.
Oh, interesting. All right, one more trailer if you guys are at all interested in. I'm a fan of Orange is the New Black. Season 5 official trailer is out now. Looks like it goes in a dark and timely direction, which is something the show has kind of done almost like presagingly predicting things that will happen.
Orange is the New Black is dark? No.
Say again?
You don't think Orange is the New Black was dark before this season?
No. I mean, it was dark before, and it looks like it's going to keep going. So it's kind of a fun show to watch. It's a summer show. And interestingly enough, there was a hack that released the first 10 episodes. So those are out in the wild.
On the dark web.
The dark web. Not sanctioned here. I'm going to wait till it hits Netflix.
I have not even... I've watched like 2.5 seasons or 1.5, and it was one of those things that just... It fell by the roadside, and I'm like, oh, I'll get back to it when I have time, and then other stuff has jumped to the top of the queue, but I really need to get back to that.
I have one last piece of non-news, if you guys let me go there. There was a thing that came out this week when people that were member of IMDb Pro, you can have access to like a couple of information a little bit previous before they appear on the website for everybody. And the studio Syncopy, which is basically the Christopher Nolan company that never attached itself to another movie before the last movie that they're producing is almost done. just attached itself to Bond 25. It doesn't...
Interesting.
It doesn't say anything, except that Syncopy is producing, and they did produce, like, Man of Steel and stuff like that.
Sure.
But they don't attach themselves to a lot of things that Christopher Nolan doesn't touch, and he is a huge Bond fan.
So you're saying that you expect a Bond in a couple months?
No, I'm expecting...
No, he's expecting a Christopher Nolan James Bond film.
Is companies producing it?
What would you do? Would you like have the world's biggest wing erection and just have a heart attack?
Probably, yeah.
And they would be casting Gerard Depardieu to play the villain, and Wing would just basically have some sort of seizure.
I don't like Gerard Depardieu.
As long as they got Luc Besson to do it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And whoever we're seeing next.
No, I want Jean Reno to be the villain. Come on.
Who the hell's that?
The Professional.
Oh, yeah, that would work.
Actually,
okay.
That'd actually be...
Yeah, that'd be way better than Gerard Depardieu. Yeah. Lobster just went to the one Frenchman that all Americans know.
Yeah, I did, for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know...
Like, you said that, and I pictured the chubby dude from, like, the romantic comedies on shit of the 90s.
Yeah, basically,
He is currently the... Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's in the Asterix movies as the guy whose superpower is being really fat.
Yeah, the fact that he fell in the magic potion when he was young, so he's always super strong, but that made him super fat. So yeah.
Yes.
What?
We'll watch an Asterix movie at some point. You'll see.
No, not if they sound all that quality.
Gerard Depardieu. But yeah.
Or if maybe French Johnny Depp from French Canadian Johnny Depp from Yoga Hosers.
Oh, we should really watch
Tusk.
Guardians. The Russian Guardians.
Yeah, but that's not out yet. That's coming this summer.
It's out.
Mm.
We just need to wait a little bit longer.
Russia hacked us. We can hack them.
We just need to wait a little bit longer and get a dubbed copy, because I don't know if I want to read an action movie like that, but I could maybe.
And talking about reading, next week we're watching a movie that is half in French and half in English, because...
and
not
I'm
there.
Not going to be here.
So since I'm with Lobster that did Art House Legend for a while, now he doesn't mind me reading a movie. So we're doing Bon Cop, Bad Cop, which in English means...
Hey, we did The Bicycle.
That was in Italian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bicycle Thieves.
I still had to fucking rent it or read it.
Yes, you did.
We're both.
I'm getting classier.
Oh, you're making me think. You're making me think about this now. Should we send that to Art House Legend that they watch Battlefield Earth?
I say we revise the challenge.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe not with this movie. Maybe not with this movie.
I think
we'll see.
I think yearly challenge is coming up, so we need to think about something.
Lobster needs to throw down the gauntlet next time.
I do.
So be ready for Bon Cop, Bad Cop next week.
Because it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
Make it if we try.
So, any last words? Beef? We did that already. I'm always lost with the news now.
You really need to stop jumping the gun too. This has been episode 324 of Legends Podcast, Battlefield Earth. I'm Beef saying.
I'm John D saying, Beef, you need to be on the ball with that. Go before I go.
And I'm John Lobster saying, don't watch Battlefield Earth. Don't do it.
Unless you have fever sweats and can't get off the couch. Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or Gunna Geek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.